Are we entering a new age? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jan Zalasevich, professor of paleobiology at the University of Leicester, delves into the Anthropocene.
It feels a little surreal to be charting the transformation of a planet. It would be easier if the planet was far away, glimpsed by a satellite image. But the planet lies beneath my feet, and we call it Earth. Remarkably, it has sustained life continuously for over 3 billion years. The Earth system, though, has undergone occasional revolutions, and another one may be starting. It has been termed the Anthropocene, a term suggested in the year 2000 by the atmospheric chemist Paul Crutzen, a Nobel laureate for his research into the ozone layer. He proposed that human impact had driven the Earth into a new state. So, is the Anthropocene geologically real? The evidence, once it's assembled, does suggest so. Humans have made hundreds, if not thousands, of new minerals, and minerals are the building blocks of rocks. Pure aluminium is almost unknown in nature on Earth, yet humans have now made enough to coat the entire USA in standard kitchen foil. Plastics, too, have become a component of sediment from the land to the bottom of the oceans. Human-made rocks like concrete and brick are now present in planetary amounts, while chemical signals abound, radionuclides scattered by nuclear tests, pesticides, a changed carbon chemistry from burning hydrocarbons, and nitrogen and phosphorus cycles transformed by making artificial fertilizers. Climate is changing, and so is our planet's biosphere, as we translocate species around the Earth, domesticate them, or force them into extinction. What might all this mean? Perhaps most significantly, it means that the conditions that support our existence after thousands of years of relative stability are on a trajectory of change. Humans will have to slow this trajectory, or adapt fast. All in all, this kind of study would be easier if it did concern another planet.
That was Jan Zalasevich of the University of Leicester. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good. Welcome to the